Jesus said, "Abide in me as I abide in you." But we don't use the word abide very often. We might say, "I will stay with you," not "I will abide with you." We might say, "I'm not leaving yet," not "I'm going to abide a little longer." The Greek word for abide, meno, means to remain, to stand firm. It is a word of solidarity, an act of faithfulness. If our friend says, "I will remain with you while you are sick," our friend shows genuine care and concern. If a person stands firm in his or her convictions, he or she has integrity. If the people in our lives support us and stay with us throughout our lives, they are faithful to us. We do not say they abide with us, but that is exactly what they are doing. And perhaps it is helpful that we do not say the word abide very often, because so much of our language of faith, our lexicon of grace, loses its meaning due to overuse or misuse. But the word abide as fresh language is an invitation to discover again the depth of the meaning of what it means to abide in Christ. And when we abide in Christ, when we remain, when we stand firm, it will lead us to new places. Like Philip, standing with the Ethiopian eunuch in the waters of baptism. The Ethiopian had been to the temple to worship, a place very familiar to Philip. But the Ethiopian was from a very unfamiliar place to him. And when Philip met the Ethiopian was reading from the book of Isaiah. And they struck up a conversation about what it meant. Philip described the love of God and talked about the ways of Jesus. Philip spoke of the tragedy of Good Friday and the joy of Easter morning. And along the way, as they were talking and traveling, they came upon a body of water, and the Ethiopian said, "What is to keep me from being baptized?" And the answer to that question, of course, is absolutely nothing. But maybe that answer sat in the back of Philip's throat just for a split second, because he knew the debates that would cause. There were all these arguments about for and against Jew and Gentile standing together. And during this time, Saul, who would eventually become the apostle to the Gentiles as Paul, was still breathing threats against the disciples of Jesus. But Philip, abiding in the love of Christ, stood with the Ethiopian in the waters of baptism. That perhaps Philip was learning, as Jamila Osman writes, a map is only one story. It is just a single story about a person's life. The Ethiopian was from an unfamiliar place, but Philip was learning. The place we are from should not limit who we are. He was discovering what Paul would say later. There is no longer Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female. We are all one in Christ Jesus. That Philip saw the Ethiopian through the story of abiding. It begs the question, as Mahim Kim Court writes, did Philip convert the Ethiopian? Or did the Ethiopian convert Philip? And perhaps both of those are true. That it was a journey full of discovery for both of them. Philip, he had been on this road for a little while after he had been appointed to care for the Greek widows who had been neglected. That there were complaints that the Greek widows were not receiving enough assistance compared to the Hebrew widows. So the disciples appointed leaders, including Philip, to serve their needs. And as Philip started abiding with them, he started to see others quite differently. And then this road of discovery for the Ethiopian was also the road he was taking back home, which is quite fitting. Because if we think about it, the road back home is always full of discovery. Whether that is the road leading us home to the love of God, or whether it is that two-way highway taking us back to our hometown, where as we drive into the city limits, our eyes get as big as saucers because we cannot believe all the new buildings, and we start thinking about what used to be there. What happened to that Zaxby's on the corner where we would meet our friends every weekend in high school, sitting in that back corner booth on the left? And where does that new road lead that cuts through the field that I drove by every morning on my way to school? And that's where the police officer pulled me over and I got my first speeding ticket. And then, as we drive back home, we also realize all the ways in which we have been changed. That when we abide in the love of Christ, it leads us back home to God's presence. But it also takes us to new places that will change who we are. That when the Ethiopian was reading from the book of Isaiah, it was from chapter 53, that section that we call the suffering servant, describing how God's love will stay with us, will remain with us in the face of all tragedy and suffering. That in reading the suffering servant, it changes our complete understanding of the power of God's love, that God abides with us in the face of all darkness, bringing light into this world. It is an act of solidarity. It is the commitment of faithfulness, and it is a love in which we are invited to participate. As Jesus says, love others as I have loved you. And that kind of love is quite the travel agent. You might as well just keep your passport on you all the time, because it will take you to new places. It leads us home, but it also sends us out. It is a gift, but it is also quite difficult. It's like the circus worker whose job it was to clean up after the elephants every day, that he carried around a very big shovel. And every evening when he came home, he complained over and over again, "I have to clean up the same mess every day." And one night, as he was having dinner with his wife, going through his normal list of complaints and frustrations, she finally gently said, "Honey, why don't you just quit?" Well, he dropped his fork on the ground. His face looked like he was in utter shock. And he said, "What? And give up show business?" Philip will tell you, the journey of faith, the journey of discovery is not easy. It challenges us. It changes us. It leads us to new places, but it also welcomes us home to the grace of God. And as hard as it is, we cannot imagine taking a different path. So, like Philip, standing with the Ethiopian in the waters of baptism, let us remain open to where the grace of God might lead us next. Amen.